Oh, will you come a walking? Oh, will you come a walking for a nice time ramble?
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
We go on search of the bluebells today.
We go on search?
Yeah.
We go in search.
In search. We go in search of the bluebells today.
We do, yes. And Kelly's got a new informative feature.
Yeah. And Dan's got, strangely, a nice time weirdo couple to tell you about.
Yeah, nice time. Please subscribe, follow and share. Rolling.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
It is a blustery day atop Brush words in our ear. Brush Hill Nature Reserve.
I'll cut that out.
We parked in White Leaf Car Park.
Yeah.
Because I think it's important to say the name of the car
park.
Well,
you know, if people want to come here and they are a bit local.
Yeah, they might want to know.
Because after we tell them what we're going to tell them, they'll be straight up here.
In their hordes.
Yeah. I like Brush Hill Nature Reserve. Nice time.
Yeah, the reason we came here is because we heard Dan put feelers out on the socials, as in Facebook.
On the face.
Wild Wickham page, and said, "Oi, where's the bluebells?" And then some people answered, was like, "Oi, the bluebells? You want to find them at Brush Hill Nature Reserve in the woods."
Yeah, so, some of the replies, though, I was trying to be friendly. I said, "Oi,
yeah,
where are the bluebells?"
And they were like, "Fuck off.
Yeah, fuck off you can." We're not going to tell where the fucking bluebells are. So that's what it's like in Wild Wickham.
Oh, it's just full of it, isn't it?
Just people swearing about nature, you know.
Yeah. You're telling terrible lies, Dan. Cut that out.
Come
it
out.
Might make them go look at the page now, though. That'd be nice. So they could see some nice time Wild Wickham things.
Yeah, it's really just nature lovers. There's a bit of swearing.
There's some nice wildlife photos.
Actually, no. I'll take that back. There isn't any swearing.
I picked some bluebells. I know you're not.
Don't tell people that.
Oh, no, okay.
They're protected. Do you know it's a crime?
Is it?
No.
You know, I picked some because I wanted to check if they smell, because. And they do. They smell very nice.
What do they smell of, Kel?
Well, you know, some people say, like, oh, that smells of roses.
That's
a distinctive smell.
People always say that.
And I might go, that smells of lavender.
Yeah.
It's a distinctive smell. No one says anything smells of bluebells.
Let me sniff your bluebells.
It just smells of flowers.
Yeah, it just smells of generic flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it smells nice, though.
Yeah.
I could bottle that smell.
I think if you come out on a warmer day, it's cold today. You know, a warm spring day. Maybe it's just that there's been a shower, perhaps.
Yeah.
Steam rising off the bluebells.
Yeah.
And get a big waft up your nose then.
Ooh, the perfume.
Oh, the perfume.
It engulfs you.
And people will say, oh, that smells like bluebells.
Yeah, there you go.
So, I've got a bluebell fact for you.
Oh, go on.
Which I gleaned from Wild Wickham.
Yeah, go on.
These bluebells, what you're holding in your hand.
Oh, pretty, aren't they? Ding dong.
Yeah. Are the British bluebell. They are the native bluebells. Because there is an invading bluebell.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I was looking at Dan like he was an idiot.
There's an invading. Oh. I didn't know this until somebody pointed it out.
Yeah.
There's an invading bluebell. They come over here. They
nick in our patches.
Yeah, set themselves up in our woods. Breeding with our local bluebells.
Planting their roots.
They are. They're cross contamination. And actually,
where are they from?
That is accurate. They're Spanish bluebells.
Oh.
And they're slightly different to our British bluebells.
And how are they different to our British bluebells?
Well, apparently the stamen in a British one.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a nice sort of creamy colour.
Yeah.
Spanish ones, not so much.
What are they?
Spanish ones got bigger leaves as well. We've got nice thin leaves.
Yeah.
Spanish ones, you know, obviously they're living off paella and chorizo and stuff. Yeah. Great big fat leaves.
You're not allowed to say that.
Well, you know, that's what they feed. That's what they feed the Spanish bluebells.
What colour are their stamen, then?
They're not creamy.
What colour are they, though?
Well, I didn't get that.
You haven't done your research.
They're the main differences.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, she didn't know.
I didn't know that. And I bet lots of people didn't. Should I talk about this fabulous view before you freeze your nuts off?
Because I'm just sort of bouncing around a bit.
It's all cold. You should put another pulley on.
It's only my hands that are cold, really.
Your hams?
Handers.
Okay. So...
I brought some Serrano ham out to feed to the Spanish bluebells. But she likes it. Ooh. Ah. We're atop the hill, and it's quite a vista, so it's just about time for... It's just about time for a vista.
I'm sorry, cut that out.
Yeah, cut that out.
Rewind.
It's time for a vista
with Kel. Oof.
Harmonised.
Yeah. Well, it's a good one today, Dan.
It's a beauty.
Because I reckon I can see about...
Yeah.
Six towns over.
That's a lot of towns.
So what do you think? Is it about six?
I'd say about six, yeah.
About six towns.
I mean, this is almost the maximum...
Towns?
The maximum distance in towns.
Probably.
Yeah, we have seen this kind of distance before.
Have we?
But we're on the Ridgeway area.
Yeah. Oh, we did go to Ivanhoe Beacon, and that was a lot of towns.
Yeah, so it's very similar to that.
Yeah.
It's about the same height, I reckon.
I don't know where to start, Dan. There's so much to see.
There's a lot. So artists, prepare your media.
Yeah.
I think just get everything you've got because it's such a big vista.
Yeah, I was going to say
all the media.
Mixed media today.
Try and use every single media.
Yeah. What I would say is...
Yeah, go on.
I wouldn't bother with this bit.
this bit that we're on.
Yeah, because it's just grass.
Top of the hill.
So, and then there's a sort of a line of trees after that. So don't bother with them either.
Yeah, so we're on the...
Mind you, they're going to have to make that bit up because the trees are blocking the view.
That's all right. We're on the ridge. And it drops away pretty sharp, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So you could have like just a little tiny bit of foreground... And then drop away.
Yeah.
But Kel, you go for it. That's a good start.
Preparing.
Yeah, nice.
Well, I'd say that it looks like we've got a whole patchwork quilt of fields with little trees dotted between them. Like loads of squares of field.
Oh, there's hundreds.
Yeah, about 100. But then in some of the... do you know what you could do? You could do it as a grid.
Yeah.
We have lots of squares with the trees going between them.
Why would they be squares?
Because they're all in squares, Dan, look.
Yeah, but they're not square from our viewpoint.
Yeah, they are. I see a square there. There's a square there. Square there. Square, square, square. And all your squares are different colours. So some of them are green, some are dark green, some are brown, some are yellow.
They are different.
And then some trees between them are taller than others. And then in some of your squares, you need to put some houses and streets.
That's it. We can see a town here.
Is that one town?
Yeah, which one's that?
Sorry, that's Prince's Risborough. I like to call it P. Rizzle.
Yeah, P. Rizzle, like the rappers do.
P. Rizzle.
The local rappers...
So that's a proper town that's got a Greggs and a New Look.
Has he got a New Look?
I don't know, actually.
Has he got a Greggs? It's more of a, like a little independent shop.
It's a bit posh, isn't it, for that?
It's got a Tesco.
Has it? Oh. Oh, yeah. I don't like that Tesco.
That's rubbish.
Nah, rubbish. Tiny. Anyway.
I'll cut that out because we shouldn't just
don't
diss.
Don't slag off towns, no. Dan.
T words.
Horrible. So... we haven't got very far.
No, yeah, so you got to the edge. You
I was
got
just
your
saying how beautiful
works.
It was. Right, okay, and then if you go off into, on the left-hand side, if you look off into the distance, about name in it? 50,000 snooker cues away.
Yeah, that's a long way.
It's going up a nice time hill. And the sun's beating down on that hill. And there's trees all over it.
That's Bledlow Ridge.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, making my way to Bledlow Ridge. That's a Papa Chuck song.
Yeah.
So then on top of that hill is, on Bledlow Ridge, is a monument of some sort.
That's a mast.
Big stick. Yeah, big stick.
Big stick.
And then there's clouds above that.
There's clouds everywhere.
Looming. Yeah, well, there is, but...
little blue bit.
Closer towards us, there's a little blue patch with a little cloud in the middle of it.
Yeah, I'd like a few more blue bits right now.
Just peeping through, just peeping.
Yeah, actually, it's lit Bledlow Ridge at the moment.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. I said the sun's beating down on that bit. Beating.
So that bit is a similar height to us. And then between this ridge and that ridge...
That would be the valley, wouldn't it?
It's a lovely valley.
When you paint or draw Princess Rosera, the houses are all different colours. They've got nice time, different colour rooftops. Yeah. And then they've got... Some of the buildings are bigger than others. You might see some barns. There's a big... What's that big building over there that looks like a factory? Could be a factory.
Is it?
It's a big grey splodge. Anyway, it's an eyesore.
It's very large, isn't it? That can't be Hypnos. I think Hypnos moved. They were bed builders.
Nice time.
Anyway, it's a big. There is a big building. I don't know what it is.
Nah.
I won't worry about that.
There, below Bledlow Ridge, all the way over to your right, it goes on for ever and ever.
It's panoramic.
Loads more field and houses and trees. They look like little tiny little borrowers' houses because they're so far away. And then in the distance,
must be a whimsy curl.
In the distance, they fade and fade and fade to like little tiny. A smudge on the horizon.
Yeah, so we've got the hazy distant thing going on.
Is that still Princess Risborough there? It's not that big.
That's all Risborough,
It's not that
big. Well, you got Prince of Risborough and then you got Monk's Risborough.
Oh, yeah. Where's little Kimball?
Well, I don't know. But if you... what you could do this week is perhaps a curved painting.
Oh, if you like.
Mixed media painting. Because we can see... I want to say we can see 180 degrees.
Go on, then.
We can see... 180 degrees.
So what would you do? Get a bit of long paper and then like put it in a curve?
Yeah, or I'll just draw the curve.
Oh, right. I thought you meant like putting it around you.
But it's like...
This
is a half circle.
Yeah.
Or just a curve. You know, like, you get... you've seen those curved screens they have now?
Nah.
For like computers and...
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, how high tech.
So you get more on the screen.
Can I throw my bluebell away now? It's leaking.
I'm not happy about that, to be honest.
Can I just put it down there?
TBH.
I did it!
She's a rebel. Yeah, poodle.
It was leaking slime all over me.
Well, they're very moist, aren't they? They're renowned for their moisture.
Ooh, yeah.
Anyway, so...
Should we go walking now?
Patchwork, massive vista. I'm going to say a couple of pictures.
It's huge, fucking huge vista. I mean, okay, you know.
Can you imagine that,
it's
people?
It's going to take hours. I don't know if I'd bother if I were you.
Your listeners can imagine that. Fucking huge vista.
There's so much movement in it. It's going to make the cars go and trains.
It's going to be a project that reminds me, I think... when I've taken the pictures, can we get those hedge inspectors to just inspect the hedges?
Sure.
And maybe get some advice on what sort they are.
Yeah. Friends, hedge inspectors.
Nice time.
Sort it out, mate.
Oh!
I've got stuff to tell you.
Have you?
Yeah. I think I have. So,
you think you have?
All right, let's do this. Kel's been reading.
Oh, no, you didn't tell me that was coming.
No, come on. Right, one, two, three. Kel's been reading. Odd things on the internet.
Oh!
So...
That's a pretty wide-ranging subject
area. I know, there's a lot of things that could be. Well, I'll tell you what happened.
Tell me for what? Yeah.
What I thought was, you know, I was doing the life hacks.
You've done a couple of those now?
I did a couple of those.
Groups.
I didn't want to do those again.
Whatever?
So, not this week.
No, but we should definitely do some in the future.
Yeah, but you don't want to get samey.
I like them a lot.
I want to do different things.
Yeah, of course.
So... This week, I had an idea of what I wanted to look for.
Okay.
Because, you know, in some of the life hacks, it did strange medical treatments. It had, like, the toast water thing. From the old days.
Strange medical treatments.
From the old days.
Spoiler.
Well, they would have listened to that one already. Anyway, but I was looking up... I thought I'd look up some other ones.
Yeah, go on.
Like, medical... history treatment things.
Mm-hmm.
But medical history treatment. Medical treatment
from
history.
If you want to treat your medical history.
No. You know what I mean? Like funny things like leeches and shit. But I looked it up and it was all a bit like obvious.
Yeah.
So
stuff you'd already heard of.
So I'm not doing that. Then I started looking up something else. I don't know. This isn't very interesting. Anyway, the thing I came up with was...
Oh, yeah.
...weird pets from history.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And did you know... You know there was a Roman emperor called Caligula?
Yeah.
And he was right dickhead.
He was a bit of dirty sod.
Yeah. It's like incest and all that.
Can you say that now?
You can about him, I think, because I think he was an absolute cunt, wasn't he?
He was dirty.
Yeah. Dirty
boy. Murderous? Was he murderous?
Yeah,
I don't, know it very well, but I know that.
He was shagging his sisters and that.
Was he?
Yeah.
Dirty.
Also, he got bored during a sporting event.
Yeah, like gladiator thing.
Yeah, so he just got a whole section of the audience and fed them to wild animals.
Excellent.
Yes, he was like, oh, bored. They'd do that.
Did he? How did he choose that section?
Don't know. It was probably those poor people.
Yeah, section J.
Yeah, I'd say he's almost a not nice time, horrible time weirdo of the week, kind of, because he was really weird. But I'll tell you.
Can I get him on FaceTime?
Yeah, probably. Have a little word with him.
A little chat.
But I tell you for why I'm talking about
him. Yeah, go on.
Caligula. Talking about weird pets.
Yeah, pets.
He didn't have a weird pet. He had an horse that pulled the chariots and stuff. But he loved that horse.
Oh, not in the
so
wrong way.
So much. He didn't say that. But he had servants just for the horse.
Oh, yeah.
He used to feed the horse oats with gold in it. Gold leaf, gold flakes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I wonder what the horse manure was like.
Nice and glittery.
No, do you think it was even
something.
Better on the roses?
Maybe.
Did he have roses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it did say about all this stuff with the horse. Mm. And he used to have dinner parties and invite a load of rich people just for the horse to see it. But I reckon he was having it off with the horse as well. It didn't say that, but...
What was the horse's name?
Inshifnivnest.
Boy horse?
Yeah.
Boy horse?
I think so.
It's a bit gay, isn't it?
Yeah. he was probably having it off with everyone, wasn't he? Well, if he's having it off with his sister and Nimmles, I don't think he cared what gender it was.
He's a dirty bastard.
Dirty bastards. That was my horrible time weirdo of the week.
Horrible time weirdo of the week?
Yeah. I also heard, talking about pets, there was a king.
Yeah.
That was Henry III.
Henry
III. So this was in the 1200s.
The 1200s?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He, He had a whole menagerie at the Tower of London, yeah?
Yeah.
And, you know, he was given...
Go on.
...by the king in Norway.
Something from Norway?
Yeah, guess what it was?
Moose!
No!
What else have they got over there?
They didn't even have a name for it yet.
What?
They just called it a pale bear.
Ah, polar.
Yeah. And they put a chain on it.
Yeah.
And let it go and catch its dinner in the Thames. And people would see it's like swimming down the Thames catching its dinner.
Bloody Nora.
Poor little bear.
Yeah.
Not very nice.
Well,
that's also horrible time, weirdo of the week. They didn't have to treat animals in those days, though, did they?
Horrible time, historical
weirdo of the week. That's quite good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I liked it. That's a nice little variation.
That's my whole feature for the day. Sorry, I didn't have more information.
No, they're two very nice.
Yeah, it
nuggets.
Took me ages to actually find something worth talking about on the internet, Dan. There's nothing on there.
There's nothing on there. Do you know what? Whenever I go on the internet,
yeah,
nothing on there.
Nothing there.
Just a load of old twaddle.
Yeah, it's bollocks.
It's bollocks. Right then, Kel.
Oh.
Right then. It's just about time for.
Nice time, widow of the week.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Stunning and brave.
Brave.
Kel, this week, got a nice time, cool couple to tell you about.
Oh, yeah.
Go by the names of Danny and Beth.
Danny and Beth.
Yeah, Danny and Beth from Idaho.
Oh.
That's up north somewhere.
Yeah.
They're engaged and obviously very much in love.
Oh, very much in love. They're from up north.
Yeah, that's how they talk in Idaho. Anyway, so they've got a two bed house.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
nice time.
And they share with her brother.
Yeah.
On one side of the house.
Yeah.
It's what's known as a duplex.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, those.
Sort of, but I didn't know what they were.
It's a two part house.
Oh, like a masonette.
It can be like two maisonettes, could be a couple of flats, but it's all one in one building.
Okay.
That's what a duplex is.
Okay.
I didn't really know that before. I'd heard about them on the television.
I want to say it.
Go on.
Duplex. I never said it before.
Trouble with some duplexes, though.
Yeah.
Is they're often new builds.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the quality of the work.
Not so good.
Leaves a lot to be desired.
Mm.
So you've got Danny and Beth with her brother on one side. On the other side, guess who's over there?
Who's over there then?
His mum. And sister.
Wait, Danny's?
Yeah.
Mum and sister.
Yeah, so it's all a bit, you know, cosy.
So, wait, they've got Danny and Beth.
Yeah.
I've got like one room, her brother's got a room.
Yeah, on one side.
Yeah, and then they've
on the
got
other side, there's two beds on either side.
Okay, I got confused. I thought it was like one bed one side, one on the other side. I was like, that's a bit weird. It's
yeah,
all right.
I'll cut that out.
Cut that out.
That's just going to confuse the listeners.
Yeah.
But maybe your UK listeners are probably not that familiar with the duplex concepts.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't.
I wasn't.
I weren't familiar with the duplex.
I had to Google it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I put into Google?
Duplex.
Anyway, they've had numerous issues. And the other issue.
Yeah.
Is more of a sort of practical, personal issue.
What's that then?
Well, they're sharing with her brother.
Oh, you said, yeah.
He's a bit of a gooseberry.
Yeah.
They don't know when he's going to be around.
Why are they sharing with him then? Did they say?
Cost saving.
Yeah.
I mean, he can't live on the other side. So, like I say, it's a bit of a gooseberry.
Yeah.
They have to plan ahead. Hopefully they know when he's going to be out.
Yeah.
and then they can get a bit naughty.
Right, I see, yeah.
Because what the thing is with Beth is, she's quite a noisy young lady.
Is she?
She doesn't like to be noisy in the bedroom.
Yeah.
In front of her family.
Well, no.
Understandable.
Yeah, that's a bit cringe, isn't it?
It's a bit cringe. You don't want to be doing that sort of thing.
Sure.
Well, some people
do. You want to stick it on the calendar. That's what they want to do.
Anyway, one night...
Yeah.
They get back from the bar. They notice the place is empty.
Oh.
They're a little bit sozzled.
Yeah.
They've had a couple of...
shandies.
A couple of shandies.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're off their tits. And their place is empty.
Yeah.
Bit of a result.
Yeah.
They start stripping off.
Yep.
On the way upstairs.
Right.
They get to the top of the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Not much left on.
Right.
Beth says, I'm just going to nip to the bathroom, darling.
Yeah. That's how she sounds. I'll nip to the bathroom, darling.
Yeah, in a North American accent.
Yeah.
And then she freshens up. She comes back out.
Yeah.
He can't control himself.
Yeah.
Pushes her up against the door.
Oh.
Quite hard. And I don't know if you remember, I mentioned they're not very well built.
Oh, they're not, are they?
He pushes her against the door.
Oh.
The hinges come out of the door frame.
Oh, shit.
Shoddy.
Door falls off.
Shoddy workmanship.
Yeah.
And I should point out this door is at the top of the stairs.
Oh, no.
So the next thing you know, they're on top of the door.
Yeah.
Sliding down the stairs.
Like a nice time sledge.
Like a nice time sledge. Not a very nice time sledge, really.
Horrible time sledge.
She's screaming her little head off.
Yeah, little head.
He's not.
Yeah.
He's not that happy about the situation.
Oh, no.
But he's on top of her, on top of the door. Anyway, they're hurtling. I want to say they're hurtling down.
Go on, then.
They're hurtling. Down the bloody staircase.
Yeah.
On top of a door. Obviously, the door, when it gets to the bottom, stops pretty suddenly.
Clunk.
Yeah. Digs into the carpet. They're thrown off the door.
Yeah.
Her on her back.
Yeah.
Across the carpet.
Yeah.
Into. Ouch. Into the wall.
Oof.
And a mirror. Nice mirror on the wall.
Oh, no.
Smashes everywhere.
Dear.
So there's screams. There's bumps and and crashing and all sorts of noises.
Yeah.
They're just sort of regaining their composure.
Yeah. When?
Her brother comes home.
Oh, no.
Key in the door.
Are they injured?
I'll do that again. They're just regaining their composure when they hear a key in the door.
Yeah.
It's only her bloody brother.
Oh.
She's surprised.
Oh, not her brother.
He's,
what a surprise.
What's all this commotion?
Yeah.
What a kerfuffle.
Mm.
He says words to that effect.
Yeah.
I don't know how they talk in Idaho.
Yeah, just like that. What a kerfuffle.
What a kerfuffle.
Oh, what a kerfuffle.
There's broken mirror all over the place.
Yeah.
His sister's got injuries.
Yeah. And they're naked.
And they're almost totally naked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fortunately, I think his stiffy's gone down.
Right, okay.
Otherwise, it could have been embarrassing.
It's a bit of a turn off, isn't it?
Yeah.
Falling down the stairs.
Yeah. So. But Beth is adamant that she's all right.
Yeah.
Danny's all right. He's just a bit winded.
Yeah, okay.
He's banged his head.
Sure.
But he thinks he's all right.
He's all right.
So they're like, don't worry about it. Danny's mum's fast asleep.
Oh, it's
but
all right.
His sister heard all the noise. Oh. She comes round and all.
Ugh.
Almost, cuts herself on the bloody mirror.
Broken mirror.
Yeah. Another injury.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're adamant they're all right. So they said, don't worry, we'll sort it out in the morning.
Don't worry about it.
We're really tired. We're really tired. So they're off to bed, they trot.
They're off to bed.
Then about 3 a.m, Beth can't. She can't sleep.
Oh.
She's tried to get off.
Oh.
She's in terrible pain. Well, I mean, she was in quite a lot of pain.
I thought this was going to happen.
And She can't breathe properly.
Oh, no.
So she's got this horrible carpet burn.
Oh.
Which, if anything, looks worse than it did before.
Oh, dear.
She's got terrible pain in her chest. She can't breathe properly.
Oh, dear.
So it's off to...
the ER room.
It's off to the ER room. I don't want to be predictable.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you've got a problem like that...
We haven't been to the ER room for a while down in your...
Oh, a couple of episodes ago.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah. And Danny's headache's getting worse.
Oh, no.
Anyway, they get to the ER room.
Yeah.
They have to share their story with various... healthcare professionals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Professionals.
You know, the nurses, the doctors, all sorts. It's a bit of an embarrassing story.
Yeah.
They're concerned that, you know, he's banged his head on the wall.
There's been more embarrassing ones.
She can't breathe.
TBF.
Well, yeah, she can't breathe. But, I mean, they could have cut out a few, you know, details, but they want to tell the whole story.
Well, you've got to do it properly.
He potentially has brain injury.
Yeah.
You know, concussion at the least.
Yeah.
She is examined.
Yeah.
They're concerned about her breathing issues, obviously.
Yeah, sure.
Doctor examines Beth.
Yeah.
She's got to have an x-ray.
Yeah.
He's got to have scans.
Oh, it must cost a bomb.
Well, they're insured, fortunately.
That's all right, then.
X-rays come back.
Yeah.
She's got 3 broken ribs.
Oh, I wondered if it was that.
Yeah. Breathing, pain.
Yeah.
And you know what they do for ribs? If you break a rib, fuck all.
Yeah. Nothing.
They send you home and say, rest up.
Sit still for a bit.
You can't put a cast on a rib.
Nah.
Yeah, just rest and avoid sledging, the doctor says.
Oh, yeah. No more sledging for you, mate.
Yeah, yeah. But at least it's nothing, you know, really, really, really serious.
Yeah. It's not life-threatening, is it?
Not life-threatening.
No.
Unlike Danny's problem...
Oh, no.
Could be that he's got an embolism... His scans come back.
Yeah. Not good.
Can you tell from my face?
Oh, yeah, you don't look happy.
It's not good news.
Full of concern.
Turns out, he's all right. I tricked her. So, he's okay. And the doctor says, yeah, there is a problem.
Yeah.
He's got acute vasculitis.
Oh, is it cute? Sorry, cut that out.
But, you know, Danny doesn't know what acute vasculitis means.
No.
Well, I'm not sure I do.
No.
Doctor explains to him.
Yeah.
It's the medical term for a hangover.
Oh, because it was slosh.
His headache is just because of a hangover.
No.
And that's he's going to be fine.
That'll be all right then.
Gives him a glass of water.
I need to fix their...
Alka-Seltzer.
Door.
Yeah. Oh, well, the very next day,
yeah.
As soon as he's recovered, he's had a, you know, had a fry up.
Oh yeah,
like they do in
glass of orange juice.
he's adamant. He's going to get that door fixed.
Yeah,
gets his tool belt out.
Yeah,
Beth.
Yeah,
she's quite partial to a tool belt.
Oh, she likes it.
She likes that kind of look.
She's got broken ribs. Yeah.
Well, he gets his tool belt on.
Yeah.
She's whipped up into a frenzy.
Oh, God. Beth, you're meant to be resting up.
But she can still hardly breathe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, doesn't really go anywhere.
Oh.
Her ribs hurt too much.
Oh. She could go and whack one off.
She can go and whack one off.
Yeah.
Rub one out. But, yeah, at least the door's fixed.
Sorry, Mum and Dad.
We don't know what that means.
No.
So, yeah, at least the door's mended.
Yeah.
And all is well at the duplex.
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 That was a really nice time. Like story that? From your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Likes it.
Well, you know, they're not shy. They've shared it with all those healthcare professionals.
Yeah, they have, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that was... that embarrassing for them to share. I mean, it wasn't as bad as that one who got his knob stuck in the door.
That was pretty embarrassing.
Yeah. Or the one where they had a yam up her foot. That's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah. All the faves from Weirdo of the Week. But yeah, that's just about all we got time for, Kel.
Or the one that loved up his car.
Yeah, that's it. But we're going to have to leave it there. We just about run out of time. So just for us to say, Arisenia.
Yeah, bad. Oh, will you come a walking? Oh, will you come a walking?